From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Former executive director of the Hudson Housing Authority, Jeffrey First, has denied allegations that he failed to collect back rent from tenants at Bliss Towers and caused the authority to lose $750,000 over a 15-year period. First managed the housing complex located on 2nd Street in Hudson for more than 20 years prior to his retirement in December 2016. First has filed a Freedom of Information Law request for documents and sent a letter to the Housing Authority following statements made by members of the Board of Commissioners during a June public meeting and subsequently published in the newspaper. Board President Alan Weaver said September 12th, First is seeking documents dating back to 2003. First stated in the letter, and I quote, "Please be advised that this exercise involves allegations that were made attacking my integrity, capability, and reputation at a public meeting that were blatantly false and nonetheless published in a local newspaper without opportunity for rebuttal," end quote. Tim Mattis, the authority's current executive director, has stated in June that rent losses averaged between $15,000 and $30,000 each year for the past 10 years. First said those claims are not true. He said, and I quote, "If it had been that much, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development would have stepped in," end quote. First said his administration attempted to collect rents every month and probably took, and I quote, "at least," end quote, 50 tenants to court every year. He said he, and I quote, "probably evicted three," end quote, because he was more likely to enter a payment agreement with tenants rather than removing them. First said the state comptroller's office gave the housing authority a clean bill of health following an audit in 2015. He said, and I quote, "The staff and I worked long and hard to take a rundown public housing project that even HUD was thinking about putting into receivership and turn it into a healthy, thriving neighborhood," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Billy Freeman is reporting organizers of the Woodstock Film Festival announced September 12th, the 19th annual event, will feature 9 premiere screenings, 4 North American premieres, 1 U.S. premiere, and some familiar celebrity faces. The festival will be held October 10th through 14th at venues in Woodstock, Rhinebeck, Rosendale, Saugerties, and Kingston. Among the highlights this year, the opening night film, What They Had, directed by Elizabeth Chomko, closing night film, A Private War, directed by Matthew Heineman, and centerpiece film, Wildlife, by Paul Dano. Appearing this year at the festival, Christopher Lloyd, best known as Doc Brown in the Back to the Future movies, and Reverend Jim Ignatowski in the TV sitcom Taxi, and actor, director, producer Steve Buscemi of Fargo and Boardwalk Empire fame. The recipient of the 2018 Maverick Award will be film and Broadway director Julie Taymor, whose Across the Universe will be shown at the festival. The festival will kick off with a screening of Carl Berger, Music Mind, at the Woodstock Playhouse, followed by the Carl Berger Band performing live. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Golf Course owner David Vipler presented a revised hotel proposal to the Catskill Town Zoning Board September 12th. Vipler has been trying to get the plans approved since February. The proposed lodging, called Green Suites Hotel, would be open year-round. The amended proposal relocated the project to a rural area zone and enlarged the structure from 3 stories to 4 and from 42 units to 50, Vipler said. However, the, and I quote, "footprint is 125 feet smaller," end quote. Merrill Lernahan, a resident of Catskill and a representative of the 30-member Brooks Lane Neighbors, said residents are concerned about increased traffic and worries about the structure becoming a fire hazard. Lernahan said, and I quote, "it's a narrow road with a blind turn and no sidewalk. We don't even have enough water pressure to put out a fire in a one-story house," end quote. Barb Sanson of Catskill, another Brooks Lane Neighbors member, said, and I quote, "the last thing I want to see is a 4-story building down the road," end quote. Vipler has applied for 2 variances, which he must have before the project can move on to the planning board for a special use permit, And because the 142-acre parcel is located within 500 feet of County Route 23, the plan is also subject to county review. BIPLR is hoping to get approval this fall and start construction in the spring. The project is expected to cost $8 million. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Executive Michael Hines, September 13th, vetoed a local law that would have given the county legislature significant power over the county ethics board. In defending the override, Hines said the result of enacting the law would be to create, and I quote, a pathway to any number of unethical behaviors where a future legislature can appoint the majority of the members and remove any member expressing opposing views or whose opinion they simply don't like, end quote. Hines called the measure, and I quote, politically motivated, end quote, and said it was both technically flawed and violated the tenets of good government. The county legislature voted in August in favor of the measure, which would take away from the county executive the sole ability to make appointments to the ethics panel and give the legislature control over three of those appointments. It would also allow the legislature to remove any member of the Board of Ethics by a simple majority vote. County lawmakers must now decide if they want to attempt an override of Hines' veto. If they muster the 16 votes needed for the override, the measure will go to the voters in November for a final decision. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.